As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Shaboozy. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Thank you for coming back on a Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. It's going to be a busy day. It's going to be a busy week, at least for me, at least in my world. My kids, this is the last week of school for them.
Ooh.
Although no one is actually going to do any learning this week at all.
Oh, God, no.
I think that all wrapped up last week. My son, Drew, is traveling to Camp Fitch today. Have you ever heard of Camp Fitch?
I have not. What's Camp Fitch?
So Camp Fitch is a camp.
No kidding. Wow. I would have never guessed.
And it's in Springfield, Pennsylvania. And I believe it's a YMCA camp.
Okay. How is it, like an overnight? Is it a day camp? What is it?
He's just going for the day.
Okay.
From what I heard from talking to other parents, that this is a thing in Northeast Ohio where elementary schools will take a trip to Camp Fitch. You can stay overnight. For some reason, I guess since COVID, I guess that really hasn't happened.
Okay.
But he's getting on the bus this morning, in like 45 minutes or so.
And how long is the drive there?
I think it's almost 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he's going on like quite a field trip today. That'll be so fun.
And I'm trying to figure out what they can do there. It looks like I see horses.
Oh, fun.
I see lots of animals. I think there's archery.
I was going to say, probably some archery. I love archery.
And he's coming back tonight. But when I got up this morning, I walk into my living room and I notice a big lump on the couch. And there's Drew wrapped up on the couch in a blanket.
Why?
And so he does this from time to time. And when he does, I'll usually pick him up and take him off the couch and put him in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
His bedroom is on the upstairs floor. My bedroom is on the ground floor. So I pick him up and I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? Like, why are you on the couch? He's like, I just didn't want to wait. And he's not making any sense.
What?
I didn't want to wait anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you talking about Camp Fitch today? He's like, yeah. Because he has to be there early. Because he has to be.
Oh.
I think he was afraid like he was going to oversleep and miss it. Because he has to be at the school at 6:45 this morning.
Oh, Drew. Okay. He's just like trying to stay on top of it. Being very responsible. Didn't want to miss anything.
I hope so. I hope he is on his best behavior today and doesn't do anything where he has to sit on the bus all day.
Hopefully not. I know the last week of school, like the last couple days, I'm honestly so jealous of your boys, because this is like the best feeling in the world. Do you remember that feeling?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, just like those last couple of days of school before summer hits.
It's hard to focus.
And
thank goodness they're not learning, because they probably can't.
No,
it's
everybody's
impossible.
Running around. Well, I don't know if they do anymore, but this time of year, people would be running around with yearbooks, getting them signed. Like, LYLASTTYL, see you next, see you after the summer kind of thing.
And then my oldest son, Will, graduates today from eighth grade.
So
there is a ceremony later today.
And you're going.
I got to figure that out. Yeah.
What are you wearing? Do you know?
Do I have to wear anything special?
It's a graduation, Bill.
Yeah, but it's outside.
Well, maybe not then.
It's going to be warm today.
Yeah.
I love that. Mid-70s. Yeah. And then tomorrow he leaves for Washington, D.C. with his class.
Oh, my gosh. So you got a huge week for both your boys.
Yeah, it's going to be a week.
Wow. And when does Will get back?
Thursday night.
Okay. Nice. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So your household is going to be nuts the next couple of days.
Yeah. So we are getting things started here. Lots to talk about this morning. I do want to talk about what happened with Taylor Swift on Friday, because I'm not sure if I understand everything that happened. So we can talk that out. Good vibes coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so this happened on Friday, and it seemed like a big deal.
This is a huge, huge deal. Not just for the Swifties. I mean, this is a huge deal for the music industry. Taylor Swift has been trying to get her masters back for years. That's why you've seen songs that say Taylor's version. Those are songs that she has re-recorded.
Yeah, this all started 6 years ago when her former manager, right, Scooter Braun, purchased her catalog. And then the last 6 years has been turmoil.
I mean, it's been crazy. Also, the idea that, like, these are Taylor Swift's albums, right? They're Taylor Swift albums, but they're not actually, they weren't hers.
Yeah.
Is such a crazy idea, but now they finally are.
And then Scooter Braun got rid of them a few years ago, and the entity that owned them up until this last Friday was Shamrock Capital, and they sold her catalog back to Taylor for $360 million, according to sources. That seems low to me. I was like, $360 million?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that does seem low, but again, just putting it back into perspective, it is crazy to me that she has to pay to have her own music. But that's a whole other bag of worms.
So Taylor announced all of this on Friday on social media. And then you had to click on, I believe, her website to read her handwritten letter to the fans explaining what this announcement is.
I like teared up reading it.
Okay. I couldn't read it.
It was like handwritten.
Yeah.
So it was a little tricky, especially if you were reading it on your phone. You had to go back and forth. It was a little difficult.
I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? And then I'm like, I can't really read this. And I'm like, I need my readers.
Where's my glasses?
And I'm trying to zoom in and like, I can't do it. I can't read this thing. Someone sum up.
I'm going to just wait for somebody to type it out. Yeah. Somewhere so that I can read it nice on a page.
So I did not read her letter.
Well, I did. And it was very sweet. Like I said, I kind of like choked up a little bit because at one point in the letter, like it said something to the tune of like, now the best things that have ever been mine are actually mine.
Oh.
And like, that's a lyric from one of her songs. It was just really cute. So I'm very happy for her.
I have a lot of questions now. The first one is, okay, so what does this mean for us, for our industry? What are we supposed to play now?
I don't really think it matters.
What does Taylor want us to play?
I actually don't. I mean,
I absolutely think it does matter, because Taylor basically, when she re-recorded all of these songs, the Taylor version, it came with, I don't want to say implicit instructions, but at least it was understood that if you play those originals, you're dead to Taylor.
I mean, but at the same time, those originals belonged to not her.
Right.
So now that she owns them, I don't know that it would be as big of an issue. However, I was reading about the Reputation, Taylor's version. She said that the reason that she's not re-recorded that, she's done less than a quarter of the songs. She said that that was the only album that she didn't feel she could improve. So that's why she's been dragging her feet. So the only thing I would say is that she probably feels as if she has improved the other albums, and she may want those ones to be played over the old ones.
But then again, she doesn't have to re-record Reputation now.
I don't think she's going to. I don't think she's going to now that she has it.
I would like her to come forward and say, hey, everyone, this is what I want you to be playing.
Hey, radio people, right. I know you guys are really, really wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the lowdown. Here's what we're playing. We'll do whatever she says.
And what? Yeah, absolutely. And what do you want us listening to? The originals or Taylor's version? I look forward to that announcement coming soon.
Hopefully.
I really want to know. Okay, Alyssa, aligns your week. As we mentioned, it's a busy week for mm-hmm. me and probably a busy week for you. And if you're wondering how all of that lines up astrologically, we'll get into it next. Alyssa aligns your week on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us. I mentioned my youngest son, Drew, is supposed to be jumping on a bus in about 5 minutes. He has to be at school early today because they're going to Camp Fitch in Pennsylvania.
Are they already on their way?
I hope so. Paula was texting me in the last hour, and she texted like a little bit after six. She said, Drew's acting like a little, I can't say anything else.
Expletive.
And he can't decide what to eat, so then he said he's not going to eat anything.
Oh, Drew. He's just excited.
And then Paula said, I'm going to call off Camp Fitch today if you don't eat breakfast.
Oh.
And then the last thing she texted was, he's getting it together now.
Oh, good. Good, good. He's figuring it out. He's just excited. Can't blame him. Last week of school, going on a field trip.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a busy week for, I think, almost everyone. So how does that work out as far as the stars, and how are they aligning to make things easier for us this week?
Well, the good news on that is that I'm not seeing anything too crazy. No curveballs in the sky, no curveballs in the stars as far as astrology goes this week. On Thursday, we've got Venus, which is your planet of love and beauty, entering Taurus. So you'll be feeling all the love after Thursday.
That's what that means?
We'll have some love in the air, a little extra love in the air.
If those two things collide...
Yeah, that's a good thing. Those two things, Venus entering Taurus, those two things coming together, recipe for goodness. And then on Sunday, Mercury, which is the planet of communication and intellect, that enters Cancer, which is also good. Usually we're talking about Mercury being in retrograde. That's not good. But this is Mercury going into Cancer, which means that we'll have an increased focus on communication, self-improvement. It's a good time for expressing your feelings and connecting with others around you. And I want to give a shout out to some signs that are going to have an extra good month of June. Okay, so if this is you, you got a good month ahead. So Capricorns, you genuinely are just going to be in like a better mood overall this month. Take a deep breath. Just let it all out. You deserve it. You've had some obstacles. Cancers, that's me. For the rest of my Cancers out there, we've been waiting for this. Okay, the weather is getting nicer. This is the time. This is the month to be social. Get out there. Form new relationships. Work on the ones that you have and welcome some new experiences. Libras, if you've been having a tough time at work, which I know some of you have, that should hopefully be dying down. Things should be getting a little bit easier from here on out. And Taurus, just keep being your charming self, and you've got a very lucky month ahead of you. And that's what the stars are going for.
You didn't mention Pisces. Does that mean I'm going to have a bad month? Is that what that means?
Doesn't mean you're going to have a bad month. Just doesn't mean you're going to have a wildly good month like the rest of the signs I just mentioned. Sorry.
I was hoping you would make me feel good.
Well, I mean, I didn't see anything bad for Pisces. It's just that these are the signs that are going to have a really good month. I believe Fine. These are called like the cardinal signs, I think.
I'll just be my regular grumpy self. You know, you could have just made it up and then said,
Billy, I'm sorry.
You're going to be in a great mood all month. And I'd be like, yes, thank you, Alyssa.
Maybe I should have. Theater of the mind.
Alyssa doing some stargazing every Monday. Let's go to the land of the twins, Twinsburg, this morning to talk to Denise. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
You know, sometimes that person that's sitting on the side of the road ready to cross the street and they're dancing to their own beat, I saw this guy this morning, and he was jamming out, and it made me so happy. It made me smile so hard. It just made me laugh. He seemed like he was having a good old time walking to wherever he was going.
Where was he? He was just on the corner?
On the corner, waiting to cross the street. He was just jamming out, entertaining all of us, waiting to turn left at the light.
I love that seeing him got you in a good mood, too.
Yeah, he just seemed like he was, at, you know, walking anywhere. It's not fun. But this guy, he was in his own little world, just happy as can be. And that just made me think, you know what? I'm going to turn up my music and get happy, too.
You know, the first thought that popped into my head.
What?
This guy's high on crystal meth.
Of course, yeah. That's the first thing that you think. Always assuming the worst. I'm over here like, this dude is having a great day, spreading all the good vibes around, and you're just like, drugs.
You know, you are in Twinsburg, though, so maybe, perhaps not. Perhaps it was genuine.
Whatever it was, he made me happy, so good on him.
Thank you, Denise. Have a great day today. We appreciate you calling in during Good Vibes.
All right, thank you.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you so much, guys.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. So Netflix made a bunch of announcements over the weekend, one of them being where Wednesday is finally coming back. We have a date for season 2 of Wednesday with Jenna Ortega. That's based on the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
I watched season 1 with the family.
Yeah, it was good. I watched it actually twice. I really liked it.
And they are now streaming the first 6 minutes of season 2. Here's a little bit of that. We're not going to run all 6 minutes, just 13 seconds.
I'm tied up in a serial killer's basement. You said nightmares don't come true.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
He's under the delusion that I'm his next victim.
So part 1 drops August 6th. And then part two will drop September 3rd. And in part two, Lady Gaga.
Yes. I heard that she was going to be in the new season of Wednesday.
She will be a teacher at Nevermore
Academy.
Rosaline Rotwood.
Oh, that's like the perfect role for her. A teacher at that, whatever the school is. Yeah. Love it. I can't wait.
Okay, so the last we heard about Hallie the rescue cat was on Friday. And here's what I know. Friday morning, Hallie was at the vets. She stayed overnight at the vets Thursday into Friday. Alyssa rescued her from her parking garage on Thursday. So what is the latest with Hallie? So you left work on Friday and you went to go pick her up. And then what happened after that?
Yep, I went and I picked her up and we got her home. And let me tell you, it took exactly 0 seconds for that cat to get used to being inside and being an indoor cat and loving the good life. Because she just immediately, I mean, she's the most well-behaved cat I think I've ever seen in my life. Snuggles galore. I turned on a heating pad for her this weekend. That's her new favorite thing.
Oh.
Loves it. I gave her a bath. Bill.
It's probably been a long time since she's had one.
I don't know if you know anything about cats and baths.
I don't, actually.
It's not usually a fun situation. Usually you come out with a lot of injuries, scratches, sometimes bites. It gets wild in there. So Bryce and I had been like kind of putting it off, and we knew that she was in a garage. Like, homegirl desperately needed a bath. Every time I touched her and I would wash my hands, there was just dirt coming off my hands. And so I got in the tub with her, and Bryce was outside of the tub. This cat, like, didn't freak out at all.
Really?
Not at all. Like, she was so good. She didn't meow. She didn't hiss. Like, she just was like a spa day.
She's like, yeah, I get it. I need this.
She's like, I was scrubbing in her ears and everything. She was so good. But then she was so cold after the bath. She got under the blanket. I was like laying on the bed. She got under the blanket. It was laying next to me, and I put a heat pad on top of the blanket on just like low heat. She stayed there all night next to me.
Oh.
All night. This cat, even this morning before I came in, I had to take like 30 minutes before I started getting ready for work and go lay down with Hallie and like give her some love. This cat loves pets. It's not even pets. She loves affection. Not attention, affection. She's so good.
So you're attached.
I'm very attached. Also, I would like to correct myself. I said that she was missing a toe bean on Friday. No. She's missing a whole toe.
Oh.
She's definitely a little scuffed up some of her legs, but she's doing so good. She's eating, using litter box. She's doing all the cat things.
So what does all of this mean? Does this mean that you've decided that you're going to keep Hallie and make Hallie your fourth cat? Or are you still just taking it day by day? And
we really, really want to. We're waiting on a couple more tests to come back. But we would really like to keep her possible. So,
wow, big news.
I'm attached. Even Bryce is like, I really hope we can keep her. I'm like, I know. We're both pretty attached.
Big developments then.
I have been in happy cat land all weekend. I love it.
All right. Well, good for Hallie. And
I also went ahead and put a highlight on our Instagram page at the Q Morning Show so that you can keep up with all of the Hallie updates and anything that you might have missed. That is on there too. So check it out at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
All right. Very good. What are we going to get into next? I will say this. It involves teachers. Because we're still figuring things out here on what we want to do on Mondays on the show. We could go back to doing Hash It Out. We were trying Mad at Your Man Monday for a while. I'm not sure if anybody was into that. But
we're just kind of bouncing around.
We do want to hear from teachers next. We'll explain coming up. The Q Morning Show. Chapel Roan. It's now officially Pride Month. Alyssa and I are involved in the Pride Parade happening this weekend in Cleveland. We'll give you some more details on that coming up. This morning, here was my idea for what I wanted to do this morning. And I've been thinking about this for a while, but I kind of chickened out. I wanted to ask Drew's teacher, and Drew is my fourth grader.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask him if he'd come on the show and list off the reasons that he is not going to miss Drew this summer.
Oh, that's so mean.
On whose part? On.
On your part.
Oh, my! Why am I being mean?
Well, no.
Like I'm being mean to my child?
If you were going to bring him on to say everything that he would not miss about your son.
Well, I chickened out on doing it.
Okay.
Like, I didn't ask him. Although, this past weekend, I did hang out with, because Drew is in a soccer tournament, uh-huh. and I hung out with a lot of other parents of Drew's friends that are in the class, and I did hear lots of stories from this past year, and I figured out, and from some of the kids that are in his class, that Drew isn't even the worst one. By a long shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like the angel child of the class.
I don't know about angel, but I asked like some of the kids, I said, rank the kids in order. Who's the biggest troublemaker? And Drew came in at like 7 or 8.
Wow.
So I was actually kind of proud of that. It hasn't been as bad as I thought. The worst thing that Drew did this past year, and this is the one that I got the phone call from the teacher, he took some ketchup packets. And then he put them underneath somebody's chair in the classroom.
Oh, no.
And when they sat down, the ketchup squirted all over the carpeted floor.
Well.
Which that's why I got a phone call.
That kind of feels like a rite of passage. Just like a good old-fashioned prank, you know?
But I heard about this other kid that took some scissors and actually cut someone's t-shirt off.
What?
Like, just cut it in half. Like, I don't even know how that's possible.
Oh, my gosh. How old?
They're in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Oh, these kids. I'm telling you. Gen Alpha. they're a different breed.
And they're all on a bus to Camp Fitch this morning.
Yep. Well, got you to that bus driver.
So here's what I thought we would do. And I promise that we will keep you as anonymous as possible. 216-474-0104. If you are a teacher listening. And this is your last week. And believe me, I know if your classroom was anything like my son Drew's classroom, like his teacher deserves a European vacation.
Right. Like you deserve a spa day, a nice massage, all the things. You deserve them.
216-474-0104. Tell us about the kid you will not miss this summer.
What did they do?
And if you are Drew's teacher, go ahead and call in.
Sure thing. Well, I want to hear all about it.
I don't think it's mean.
No, it's not mean, especially considering that he's already on a bus, probably far enough away from Cleveland that he can't even hear this. He's on his way to Pennsylvania for a field trip, so.
216-474-0104. Tell us about the kid you will not miss this summer. It's the Q Morning Show. Teachers, tell us about the kid you will not miss on summer vacation. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. We have Miss Jones on the line. Miss Jones, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, thank you for calling. So, yes, we have decided to keep you as anonymous as possible, and I completely understand why. So that's why we will only refer to you as Miss Jones.
I really appreciate it. I want to keep my job.
Okay, so please tell us then, Miss Jones, about that kid that you won't miss at all this summer.
I just want to preface this by saying, I do feel guilty about this.
sure.
This is not something I take like pleasure in. And, uh-huh. and to be perfectly frank, like I haven't been teaching that long. And I honestly, truly love my kids. And I've been relatively, knock on wood, lucky up to this point. But oh my God.
Oh, I can just hear it in your voice already. Right. Like she's been battered this school year.
There's just this one boy. And if I never, ever, ever, ever have to see him again, I will be elated. He's just a nightmare.
See, I know my son Drew's teacher, so I know that she's not talking about Drew. So what grade do you teach, Miss Jones?
I teach fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Okay.
Yes.
And so what happens to this kid that he goes to? Will he go to middle school next year?
Yes. In a completely different building.
Oh,
thank God.
Okay. So she really is like home free after this.
So what was so bad this year with this kid?
Okay, just overall constant disruptions. Like I'd be in the middle of a lesson and this kid would jump out of his seat and just start screaming chicken jockey. And then it's just like popcorn. Everybody goes off.
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, always being loud, always being disruptive. And like, honestly, I felt bad for the other kids because on some days it was like I was spending 60% of my attention just trying to get him to calm down. You know, it's frustrating.
I feel your frustration. So what was the worst thing that this kid did in the 2024-2025 school year?
Let's see. Probably the worst thing was that he took an entire roll of toilet paper and then unrolled it into the toilet. So, like, systematically taking every single piece, making sure it got jammed inside, and then flushing. And then I'll spare you the details, but it was not pretty.
That's not cool.
If you can imagine the diet of a fifth grader. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, I mean, you only have a couple days left, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be that bad. You're almost done.
Well, here's the kicker. Friday last week, he literally walked into the classroom and said, F this class, like finger and everything. And then that ended up getting him an in-school suspension all this week.
Did he say F this class or the other thing?
No. He used the proper terminology.
Okay. Pulling out the big guns.
Did he think Friday was the last day of school?
Yeah.
Well, here's the fun part. He ends up missing out on all the fun activities this week. Sad, you know what I'm saying?
Karma comes back to get you sometimes,
that
kiddo. Gotta teach him that young.
Well, Miss Jones, we appreciate you listening to our show, and thank you so much for calling. I know that you deserve this time off as much as anyone.
And I'm really excited that you'll be able to wake up in the morning and not have your arch nemesis of the day be a 10-year-old.
Isn't that the dream?
Thank you, Miss Jones. Have a fun summer. We'll see you in the fall.
You got it. Thanks for listening.
Morgan Wallen, it's Q104. Alyssa, real quick, tell us about what's going on Saturday in downtown Cleveland. It's the Pride Parade.
Yes, it's the Pride Parade. Pride in the CLE. Bill and I will be walking in the parade. And I would love if you could come with us. If you want to walk with us, join us in the parade. We would love to have you there. Downtown Cleveland, we're going to be meeting up around 10 a.m. Parade starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So if you want all the deets, you can text us 216-474-0104 or send us a DM at the Q Morning Show on Instagram, and I will get you all the info that you need. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Alyssa's going to be hanging out with a lot of people this month because not only Pride Parade on Saturday, but Girls Night Out is coming up very soon as well. That's dinner and a movie, and you can win your invitation coming up during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's in less than 10 minutes. We will begin this week with Sharon in Cuyahoga Falls as our contestant. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, and it's you versus Alyssa. If you get more questions right than her, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we're somehow stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Sharon, I have your 5 questions. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
How many letters are there in the alphabet?
26.
Question 2. Voldemort is the name of the villain in what franchise?
Harry Potter.
Question.
I have no idea.
Question 3. What animal is in the logo for Porsche?
A cat.
Question 4 is a true or false question. The original color of Coca-Cola was green. Is that true or false?
False.
Final question, what does SPF stand for on sunscreen?
Sun protection. I don't know.
Oh, you're
sun
so close.
Protection.
You're so close. All right, need an answer in 3, 2.
I don't have it.
Oh, Sharon, it's okay. It's all right. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Okay, let me get you counted up here. I have you down for 1, 2. I have you down for 2 correct, Sharon.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's not terrible. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I still can't think of SPF. Oh, sorry.
Well, don't say anything because Alyssa's back in the studio.
Okay.
You don't want to give her any advance hints or knowledge.
Oh, no. Give me all the hints.
Alyssa.
You might need it today.
Alyssa, meet Sharon in Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Was it a
good
rough
luck.
One?
It was.
Oh.
Sharon went 2 for 5. So, Alyssa, you need 2 to tie and 3 to win. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Question number 1. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
26.
Voldemort is the name of the villain in what franchise?
Harry Potter.
That is correct. Oh. See, Sharon, you guessed and you got that one right.
Yeah.
Question number 3. What animal is in the logo for Porsche? Am I saying it right or is it no, Porsche?
No, I think it's Porsche. But what do I know? I'm going to say like a, not a Jaguar, maybe like a cheetah.
It's a horse.
Really? I was so far off. Okay.
Question 4 is a true or false question. The original color of Coca-Cola was green. Is that true or false?
Oh, that's got to be false. What?
Sorry, that is true.
Wait, like the actual like soda itself was green?
Yes.
What?
That's back when they originally developed Coke, which is, I don't know, in the 1800s.
Oh my God, that would blow my mind though. Like that'd be crazy. That's like a Mountain Dew.
Alyssa, you got the tie today, but this question will decide if you get the outright win. Question 5. What does SPF stand for on sunscreen?
Oh my God. Okay. Sun protective formula.
Sun protection factor.
Ah,
it was tough.
That's tough. I never would have guessed that. I can't put my context clues together for it.
I guess we had some tough questions today because we end up in a tie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Alyssa got 2. Sharon got 2. Sharon, don't you worry because we have invitations here for you to join Alyssa later this month for Q104's Girls Night Out.
Awesome. Woo-hoo! Thank you. My name is Sharon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Analysis.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Q104.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Great to have you with us. So after today, I am going to have a high schooler.
That's crazy. Are you ready for it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I need the summer to get used to the idea.
To emotionally prepare yourself for the next 4 years?
Probably. Graduation is today.
Eighth grade.
For my son, Will, in eighth grade. This past weekend, there was some eighth grade event that happened at our local rec center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from 6 until 9. And we had a company over on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to be outside by the fire pit, but it rained a little bit on Friday. So we just went into the living room. And about 10 after 9, I get a phone call from a number. And it's not spam because it's a 216 number.
Mm-hmm.
So I answer it. And it's so loud wherever Will is, like at this, either at the rec center or wherever. And there's just, you know, tons of people yelling. It's like, Dad, my phone's at 2%. I'm on Ian's phone. So I'm calling you from Ian's phone. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Do you need a ride? What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening?
And he's like, can I go to an after party?
Ah!
And I'm like, okay, because after the party's the after party.
Right. That would be what an after party is.
And he's like, so where are you going? Like, whose house are you going to?
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to a friend's.
Which friend?
But yeah, that's the next question. Okay, which friend? And then he's like, and I'm changing names here to protect the innocent. He's like, her name is Zoe. She's in some of my classes. She plays this sport. Like, she's like giving me like all these fun facts about Zoe. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so you're going over to her house. And then someone grabs the phone out of Will's hand and it's like, they're not dating. They're just really good friends.
Oh my God. That's so funny. That's so eighth grade though. I love it.
And I start laughing and I'm like, okay. I said, I trust you. Just, you know, come on home by this time.
Right.
And then I hang up and then everybody has questions for me.
Oh, of course. You have people over.
But I have no answers. Like Paula's like, well, where does this Zoe live? I'm like, I don't know.
That would have been a very good thing to ask, just as a parent, just throwing it out there.
Well, I can assume that it's within walking distance. Nobody's driving anywhere.
That is true. Nobody has cars.
Everybody who goes to the school lives in the city. It's not
right.
Like, you know, he's going to go to the east side or anything like that. So I didn't think, I don't know. Why is everyone questioning my parenting skills? And then we got into the discussion where it seems like Will calls me whenever he really wants to do something but doesn't want to really share that many details. Because mom's going to have all the questions.
Oh, absolutely.
And mom also might say no.
Right, exactly. So he knows that you're the one to ask.
But dad never seems to say no.
Because dad doesn't really ask the questions because dad apparently doesn't know what to ask.
But what would be the reason to have him come home? There's no reason. You know, he's at a party. He's out. I mean, he's having fun. Why ask him to come home? So he does roll in around 11 o'clock, and he's soaking wet, like from head to toe.
Was it raining?
It was not.
Wait. Now I have even more questions than I had before.
So why is he soaking wet? Because they all jumped in Zoe's pool.
Aw. Okay, that's really cute, though.
I thought that was cute, too.
That is cute. Like, end of the school. That's a core memory that he's going to carry with him.
It's exactly what I thought. Like,
yeah.
He's going to remember this night for the rest of his life.
Jumping in a pool, all your clothes on, co-ed hangout. Like, yeah, that's going to stick with him.
And I told Paul, I said, see, that's why I didn't say no.
You also probably very much want to be the cool parent. I know you. I've been with you every day now for a year.
I don't think it's that. It's just that, yeah, I'm less strict.
You're less strict.
And I don't need as many details as Paula does.
He's not a regular dad. He's a cool dad.
And it's only going to get worse for the next 4 years. So I need to step up my game.
It's all downhill from here, buddy.
All right, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We were talking about TV this morning. Wednesday is coming back on Netflix with Jenna Ortega as Wednesday Addams. A new season drops August 6th, and they're allowing you to watch the first 6 minutes of season two
right now.
Right now on Netflix. Also announced by Netflix, Stranger Things, season 5.
I saw that. It's the last season.
So here's what they're going to do. They're going to drop some episodes on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to drop some more episodes on Christmas.
Okay.
And then the finale will drop on New Year's Eve.
So just that last episode is dropping on New Year's Eve?
Right. So don't make any plans on New Year's Eve, because Stranger Things is going to drop the series finale.
Wow, they're really trying to steal the thunder from 2026 rolling in.
And Alyssa's very excited about TV this summer. You know, it's weird.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this week. You say TV, it's just one show. It's just one. It starts tomorrow. Love Island, USA. Let's go. Every night of the week, except for Wednesdays, I will have plans at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's weird to me. When I was growing up, summer used to be like a TV wasteland. Like, they would just show reruns of all the shows that you already watched. And now, this summer, it's jam-packed with new shows. Wednesday and The Bear comes back later this month. Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm stoked. And Love Island season 7 tomorrow. Let's go.
But you got to get outside occasionally as well. And we do want to send you to Blossom this summer to go see Mumford and Sons. So we'll have tickets for you coming up after 9 this morning. And Girls Night Out with Alyssa is this month. Dinner and a movie. Your chance to win your invitation is on the way during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's in less than 10 minutes. We have Gabriella in Cleveland. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie somehow, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Gabriella?
I am ready.
Question 1. What product made by Bounty is known as the quicker picker-upper?
Oh, paper towels.
Question 2. It's a more common southern dish where you would pour what on biscuits?
Gravy.
Question 3. According to the movie Fight Club, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
We don't ever talk about Fight Club.
Question 4. It's a word used to describe an ongoing medical condition. This word is also in the name of Dr. Dre's debut album.
Chronic.
Final question. The TV show Family Matters, the character, Steve Urkel, the catchphrase.
Did I do that?
Wow. A very impressive showing there by Gabriella. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, Gabriella, I'm going to have good news for you and bad news for Alyssa in just a few seconds. As soon as she walks back into the studio, which she is doing right now, the door has shut. Alyssa is sitting back down. Alyssa, meet Gabriella in Cleveland.
Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
This is how bad Gabriella wants to go on Girls Night Out. She just went 5 for 5.
Dang!
Oh, wow.
Oh, Gabriella didn't even know that.
No, I didn't.
No, lately I haven't been telling them until you come in.
Okay, you're keeping them on their toes. Well, that's awesome. 5 for 5. Okay, so I have to go perfect.
You have to be perfect today. I am not going to score you throughout the game, so we're going to ask you your 5 questions. At the end, we will reveal who wins this game. Hopefully, we do not end up in a tie. Question number 1. What product made by Bounty is known as the quicker picker-upper?
Swiffer.
Question 2. It's a
my God. No, it's a paper towel. It's a paper towel. It's a paper towel. I don't know if that counts. No.
Let's come back to it.
Okay.
It's a more common southern dish where you would pour what on biscuits?
Gravy.
Question 3. According to the movie Fight Club, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Question four. It's a word used to describe an ongoing medical condition. This word is also in the name of Dr. Dre's debut album.
I don't know Dr. Dre's debut, but is it chronic?
It is chronic.
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to tell you that either. Question five. The TV show, Family Matters. The character, Steve Urkel. The catchphrase.
Did I do that?
Okay. Gabriella, I'm going to let you be the judge.
Oh, don't leave it to me.
Oh, you're putting her in the hot seat.
Question number one, Alyssa answered Swiffer. Yeah. And while I began to ask question number two, she changed her answer to paper towel, which is the correct answer. Will you accept that?
It's up to you. I will. No hard feelings either way.
Oh, my goodness. But then I would win. I'm like so not competitive.
She's in a moral dilemma.
I really am.
I don't know what to do. Like, this is the first time it's happened. There have been people that have changed their answer before. However, they've done it before I've asked the next question. Mm-hmm. Do I let it slide? Because I did start asking the next question.
You did. I know. That's an additional layer here.
Well, what do you think, Alyssa?
No, don't put this on me. This is not my decision to make.
I'm going to say that Swiffer was her first answer is what I'm going to go with. I'm sorry, Alyssa.
You know That's okay. That's okay.
Gabriella, you know what I think sounds better? When what? Alyssa loses. That's my favorite. When you win and when Alyssa loses, that's my favorite. So we're going to do that. Gabriella, you win Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
That works for me.
Thank you, Alyssa. It was a good game, seriously.
Yes, good game. Good game. And really, I just want to hang out with you at this girls' night. So we got some invites for you.
Oh, thank you.
We're also going to send you the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and diploma, Gabriella.
Woo! Thank you so much. My name is Gabriella, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.